You're listening to SBS News.
The arson attack on a synagogue in Melbourne and a spate of vandalism and anti-Israeli graffiti in Sydney has seen the federal government's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel, calling for a tougher response to crack down on anti-Semitism. This includes tighter restrictions on protests against the war in Gaza. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, Ms. Siegel has been speaking with SBS reporter Claudia Farhart.
Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel, thank you so much for your time this morning. Could I start by asking you for your reaction to the news overnight out of Sydney's East?
Well, I think I was similarly shocked as I had been about the prior event here in Woollahra and also the burning of the synagogue in Melbourne. And it's, you know, it's obviously a pattern of increasing violence, which is very unsettling and very upsetting to the community, to the Jewish community, and it should be to the general community, because it represents an escalation and a normalisation of anti-Semitism.
What have you been hearing from the Australian Jewish community about anti-Semitism over the past few months?
Well, I think they, as well as I, have been calling out that it is and has been at an unacceptable level. As you know, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry released their figures, and there's been, you know, a continuing uptick in anti-Semitism, 300%, 300%, I think, in the last period. But it's not just a statistical thing. It's the intensity of the attacks has increased. And the statistics that are kept are not just, we're not talking about online hatred at all. We're talking about real incidents affecting people and lives. And really attacking our fabric, the society and our social cohesion, and representing, as we've always said, it might be Jews being attacked now, but it will be other minorities, and it's actually an attack on our democracy and our way of life. And it has to stop, and so we need a whole series of actions from community and from government.
There's been a couple of high-profile examples, but what does anti-Semitism most commonly look like in Australia today?
It's a combination of things. As you say, high-profile attacks, which intimidate and scare. What we've experienced every single week in the cities of Sydney and Melbourne are these demonstrations and marches and having insults hurled at Jews and at Israel and anyone who supports Israel. And those two sentiments are morphing into each other. Anti-Israel is really anti-Jewish because they want Israel to disappear and there be only one state, which means the killing of all the Jews or the dispersal of all the Jews. So it's the marches. People cannot go to use their cities. It's incidents all over the city, whether it's at the beaches or drive-bys, waving flags, hurling insults, refusing service. We've seen people walking in the streets with any Jewish insignia, having insults hurled at them, tomatoes hurled at them, not being able to utilise places of worship, not only the burning of the synagogue, but we had an incident here in Sydney where there was an event inside the Great Synagogue. Then there was a demonstration outside and the people in the synagogue were locked in the synagogue for a while. And then they were told by police to leave the synagogue but to not wear any Jewish insignia. So it really is something that's affected the community and its way of life. And we have not had a response from police that I think is satisfactory.
You mentioned the marches. A lot of the Australians who've been participating in those week on week are people who are concerned about how the war is playing out in Gaza. How can they strike the balance between expressing their genuine concerns over that war and the civilian casualties and also being respectful of the community?
There is a way to find a balance. And I think that universities, for example, which were an epicentre of hatred and normalisation of anti-Semitism during the year, have realised that you can strike a balance. You can allow protest, but it has to be at a certain place which does not impact other members of the community, and particularly not the Jewish community. So, you know, time and place restrictions, but allowing demonstrations. And we have regulations in relation to that kind of thing with abortion clinics. You can't demonstrate within certain distances of an abortion clinic. So the cities should not be utilised for that. There should be places designated away from where the Jewish community might venture, where people can demonstrate.
So you'd like to see those protests not taking place in city centres?
Absolutely. That is not to in any way attack the right of people to express their views. But at some point, you know, every single week becomes intimidatory in the city. It moves from just an expression of one's democratic right to express one's view, because it's not only a view about attacking the government or better conditions, but it's morphed into attacking the Jewish community. The flags that are there represent, you know, flags from a terrorist organisation from time to time, or what is cried out has morphed into anti-Jewish sentiments. And that is attacking part of our own community. So it's harassment and intimidation on that sort of regular basis, and that's why I think it should be restricted to agreed places.
Do you believe that the protest movement in a whole is doing that, is attacking the community, or do you understand the concerns of some of those protesters who've been...
I certainly understand people's concerns and also their right to protest, but I think it's morphed into something that's much more sinister.
This gets to another conversation that's been happening over the past year around the world, but also here in Australia, about the definition of anti-Semitism. How do you define it?
Well, I think the best definition is the one that's been internationally accepted and that has been accepted by the Australian government and opposition, which is the IHRA definition, which is the International Holocaust definition. Sets out effectively a series of words expressing that it is hatred of Jews. The complexity and the controversy in relation to many definitions comes when you talk about Zionism and Israel. And what it sets out is that you can criticise Israel as long as the criticism is the sort of criticism you could level at any other country. So it's policies, etc. But if it is a criticism that you couldn't say about another country, where you're talking about its destruction, or that all Jews should depart, then that is something that is anti-Semitic rather than criticising the policies.
So within that, there is room for legitimate criticism of how the war is being run, for example.
Absolutely. There's lots of flexibility in terms of criticising policies, but criticising the existence of the State of Israel and campaigning for its destruction is obviously not something that is acceptable.
You've yes. been in this role for almost 6 months now. Yep. Can you tell us what some of the advice you've given the government in that time?
It took a while to settle into the role. The first thing I did was go to Buenos Aires, as requested, where there was a commemoration of the bombing of the community centre in Buenos Aires, a Jewish community centre, which was actually now, it's been confirmed that it was bombed 30 years ago by Hezbollah, which is an interesting reflection on where we see Hezbollah today. But the thing that happened there, as well as getting together with other envoys, was the signing of global guidelines to fight anti-Semitism, and Australia signed those guidelines. So they have presented a framework of what governments should do, and I've spoken to the government about those guidelines. They involve a number of principles, speaking up, looking at education in particular, and adopting IHRA, which of course the government had previously done. So I've used that to speak to government about what it should do. One of the other things I've spoken to government about is universities. And I spent the first couple of months of my time interviewing Jewish students and academics about their experiences on Australian campuses. And I put their experiences of anti-Semitism in a submission to the Senate committee that was looking at whether there should be a judicial inquiry. And although that committee came out saying there should not be a judicial inquiry, they did, I think, listen to a great deal of what I put in my submission and stated that they thought there had been an unacceptable level of anti-Semitism on Australian campuses and it had been inadequately dealt with. And I think the universities have taken that very much to heart. and have tried to discern what it is that they should do to change the dynamics for the next calendar year. And I've been working with the universities and looking at, firstly, they need to adopt a definition of anti-Semitism. They need to review their complaint schemes and ensure that the definition is integrated into them and their disciplinary proceedings. So they are working on that, and they need to train staff, those senior staff in the university, the staff in the complaint schemes, about anti-Semitism. So I have recommended that, of course, they adopt the IRA definition. They are working on a definition. I think they're working on their own interpretation of IRA, Australianised IRA, if I could use that, as a stepping stone, I hope, to IRA. But still, it's important that they have a definition that they believe that they can work with. That was sort of a piece of work, giving advice to government through the Senate. And I have also spoken to government about, in the recent incidents in relation to a task force, which is what they've initiated. And I raised the issue of complaints through the universities, and the education minister immediately picked up the idea that the student ombudsman, which had already been in the works, that the remit of the ombudsman be expanded to pick up anti-Semitism as well as sexual harassment. So there have been a number of exchanges in a number of areas and many cases where the government has responded. I have a long list of other asks, particularly education. I think we really need to do a concerted trial of anti-Semitism education, where people can understand what it really is about, where it comes from, the tropes and the misinformation that has led to it, and understand what is, firstly, endemic and systemic anti-Semitism and what is casual anti-Semitism. That's just, people don't even understand how they are behaving and how it's going to impact others. So there's ongoing dialogue, and I hope ongoing responses.
Your role was created alongside another role, the Special Envoy to Combat Islamophobia. Have you been working directly with Aftab Malik?
Well, I've met with him a couple of times, but we're not working, together in that sense. I mean, he's dealing with his issues and his community, and I'm dealing with, anti-Semitism. But I do hope that down the track we will, be able to do more together.
The federal government special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel, speaking there with SBS reporter Claudia Farhart.